You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I hope you're having a very beautiful day, and I'm excited because today we have a bonus episode. This is an extra little episode that I'm releasing in the month of May because Taurus season is almost coming to a close, and as I promised you guys back in March this year, I will be creating an episode for each of the astrological signs, diving into them and what they're all about when we are in that sign's season. And so, as we're about to close off Taurus season, it only felt right to talk about my favorite sign, aka my own zodiac sign, Taurus. So with that said, let's jump into it, let's dive in, and let's get growing. Let's talk about Taurus energy, baby. I'm so excited. So as a starting point, Taurus is the second sign of the zodiac. It is a fixed sign. As you guys might remember from the Aries episode, we can have cardinal, fixed, or mutable signs. Taurus is a fixed sign, which means that it's a little bit more stubborn. It's a little bit more stuck in its own ways. It's a little bit more hard-headed. And I always say, you know, I've noticed this within myself as a fixed sign, as a Taurus myself. A lot of the times when someone will propose to me an idea or a change, my initial instinctive answer is no. And that's because I'm resistant to change. And if you have a Taurus sun, a moon, a rising, or, you know, even a Mercury, this might apply to you, where your instinct might be to say no to things. And then maybe you'll be able to take a step back after a little while, depending on how strong this energy is in your chart, and then realize, maybe this was actually a really good point, or maybe this is a good idea, and then you can implement it, or then maybe you can learn about it or be more open to listening to what that person has to say. But this is, you know, how Taurus as a fixed sign manifests. And then Taurus is also an earth sign. The other two earth signs are Capricorn and Virgo. And when we think about the previous sign, which was Aries, which is a fire sign, which is all about kickstarting things and jumping into action, right? If you think about it, you light a match, boom, the fire goes. But earth is a lot more solid. It's a lot more about being grounded. It's about physical things that you can touch and feel and smell and taste. That's what Taurus energy is all about. It's about the five senses specifically. That's how the Taurus earth energy manifests, is this ability as humans to connect with the physical world through our senses, through the smells and the tastes and the sounds. So if you have some type of Taurus placement in your chart, whether that is your sun, moon, rising, Mercury, Venus even, you might be someone who appreciates these things, whether that is really, really amazing food or cooking or engaging with food, because that is one of the best ways to connect with your senses, whether you're using different spices to give it a different flavor and the fragrance that you can create and all of that. But you might also really like perfumes and scents and essential oils or candles. For example, I have a collection of candles. I have a collection of perfumes. I'm obsessed with smelling good, and I love when people smell good. I find it so attractive, and that's something that as Tauruses we will connect to. And then there's also the side of the sounds, right? Music and all of that. I love music. I listen to music all day long. And I find that people with Taurus placements, a lot of the times, really like singing also and using their voice and creating beautiful things with their voice. Fun fact, I actually used to sing a lot more in public. In high school, there would be this concert that was organized 2 times a year where people would buy a ticket and the money would go to charity. And then I would sing pretty much every year, 2 times a year. And that was how I expressed all of this. But as Tauruses, we love good sounds, good music. And that's why I also love concerts. You guys might know this about me already, but I have gone to so many concerts in New York City, and listening to live music, whether it's at a concert or someone just playing the guitar or the piano around me, it doesn't matter. The sound of a music to me is so beautiful, and I connect with it in such a strong way. And I find that people with Taurus energy really do as well. So that's a little bit of a start point on this concept of Taurus energy, it being a fixed earth sign and how this kind of plays a role in life. Now, another thing about Taurus energy that's also important to understand is that Taurus is really connected to our values and to the things that we find valuable. And as a result, that also ties into our own self-worth and our own self-value. As I mentioned, right, Taurus is all about the five senses. So a lot of the times, finding our own value also goes hand in hand with our own bodies, our own vessels, and how we take care of that and how we engage with our body, which is what allows us to process our five senses, right? So it's a lot about all of that and understanding what is valuable to you, what is important to you. And Tauruses are really loyal and they're really, really able to go all in on what they find important. That's why also Taurus energy a lot of the times can be very all or nothing, very zero or 100. And that also applies to Scorpios, because Scorpios are the opposite sign to Taurus. And that's one of the things they have in common, is this tendency to just see things as very black and white sometimes and as zero or 100, and to want that perfection. And so that's something to keep in mind. It's really important to understand that it's way better to find that middle ground, to find that balance, than to be so zero or 100 so intense all of the time. So really wanted to mention that as well. And then when it comes to Taurus's lessons, what Tauruses are here to learn and grow from, it is the ability to stay flexible. Because as I talked about before, right, with the fixed energy, Tauruses can be very stubborn. We can be very stuck in our own ways, and we can be very resistant to change. Moments of change can feel very destabilizing, right? Moving apartments, moving cities, changing jobs, changing relationships, all of that can feel super destabilizing for a Taurus, because Tauruses find stability through a lot of the times these physical things around them. And that's why they stay so stuck in their own ways and they're so resistant to changing their ways, because that's how they feel safe. And so as a Taurus, it's so important to realize that one of the most powerful things you can do is create an inner sense of stability within yourself. And just remembering that no matter what, no matter how things around you change, everything is okay, everything is safe, as long as you have that inner safe haven, as long as you have somewhere inside to come back to, as long as you have certain practices that can help you ground yourself. Because when you feel ungrounded and all over the place and unstable, that's when you might explode. That's when you might feel disconnected from yourself, when you might not feel so empowered. And the same thing applies in the terms of like flexibility to embracing other points of view and realizing that there is beauty in thinking different things and observing how other people process information and understanding other people's perspectives, because it's not your way or the highway. It's not that you were always right. We're all learners. We're all here to learn. And if you're constantly falling to that stubbornness, it's going to be harder for you to take a leap of faith, to try new things, and therefore to grow. Because growth doesn't happen when you're stagnant and you're just doing the same old thing and you're in that monotony. Growth happens when you push yourself outside of your comfort zone and you push yourself to do things that you've never done before. Even if you've never done them and you don't really know how to do them, you don't have to be perfect at it to try it and to experiment. And it's really, really important to realize that you are not meant to stay the same every single day and every single year and every single month. You are meant to change. And by challenging your stubbornness and challenging your inflexibility, you will open up yourself to more inner growth and to more abundance and to more opportunities as well. So that's something that I think all Tauruses need to learn to master. And then one of the other things that I think is a big lesson for Tauruses is to not always fall to wanting pleasure. As I mentioned, the whole five senses thing and in enjoying yummy food and delicious things and good smells and just the pleasures of life, which is a beautiful thing. I think it's really magical to allow yourself pleasure, but that cannot be your only driver in life, because most of the things that push you to grow are uncomfortable. Most of the things that push you to grow aren't always going to be so pleasurable. And so that's where Tauruses have to really tap into that earthiness within them, into that hardworking energy, so that they can then move the needle forward. Because Tauruses can be very consistent. They know how to do the things that they're good at. And there's a lot of beauty in doing that. But at the same time, it's important to also leave room for that growth and for getting outside of your comfort zone and for doing the quote unquote unpleasurable things or the unsexy things. And then another thing before I forget too, that's like a super Taurus quality, a super Taurus thing, is like when you find something that you really like, you just want to eat that over and over. For example, it's like that hyperfixation thing of like, oh my gosh, I found this restaurant that I like. I don't really want to go and try a new one. I want to just go to the restaurant that I know I like, because I know that if I go there and I order the plate that I love, I'm going to be happy. And that's where the flexibility thing plays in again. But it's also realizing that Tauruses are a little bit basic, and that's totally okay. It's okay to like things that other people like, because if a lot of people like it, clearly it's good. So just remembering that, like, if someone calls you basic and you're a Taurus, don't take it as an offense. Like, Pedro calls me basic all the time because I love a slick back bun. I love a leather jacket. I love Aritzia and skincare and pop music and Adidas Sambas and all these things that are like viral or popular, but that's totally fine. And so as a Taurus, the best way for you to innovate and for you to, you know, think outside of the box is you don't have to create something completely new. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just look at the things that you enjoy and then find a way to give it your own twist, to give it your own take. And that can be enough. So that's something I have learned a lot, is just to embrace my basicness, but then also to find new ways to innovate and to also double down on things that I'm already doing well and just continue to innovate on that, because that's really, really powerful. So that's kind of a little overview on Taurus energy. I'm really glad that I took the time to record this and share this as a little bonus episode with you guys this month, so that you can learn a little bit more about Taurus energy, so that you can feel seen if you're also a fellow Taurus, or so that you can send this to someone you know who you want to understand you a little bit better. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know if you did. Feel free to message me, DM me on Instagram, comment on YouTube, whatever is your jam, or send this to a friend, share the episode, and I will see you guys very soon with a new one. I hope you remember to take care of yourself and pour into your own cup so you can pour out from your overflow. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.